Hydrokinetic power is a renewable energy source generated by underwater turbines, which are set in motion by the flow of rivers, ocean currents, waves, or tides. Gregory Lampman is a project manager with the Environmental Monitoring Evaluation and Protection Program at workshop sponsor NYSERDA.
There's small wind turbines that are mounted on the riverbed, and they collect the energy of the tide moving in and out. It's a really nice technology because the power of the tides is very predictable, it's renewable, and in many cases you can co-locate these machines with energy demand centers like New York City.
The Roosevelt Island Tidal Energy Project has been testing turbines in New York City's East River since 2006.
What these machines are very similar to what you would expect to see from a wind turbine, which is collecting energy from wind. We're collecting energy from water.
Lampman says the turbines pose no danger to passing ships.
Their locations right now are buoyed, so we don't have ship traffic interacting with the area. So you wouldn't want to drag an anchor line or something like that through these things.
Currently, there is a limited number of tidal energy projects in place around the world. None of them are producing commercially available electricity at this time, but that's about to change. The Maine Public Utilities Commission has given three utilities the green light to pursue the first long-term power purchase agreements for tidal energy that will see hydrokinetic power introduced to the grid as early as this summer. Gregory Lampman explains that hydrokinetic generators come in many shapes and sizes.
The version that we've got in off Roosevelt Island is it looks a little like a wind turbine, but they can also take the forms of a ducted system, which looks a little like an aircraft jet engine, so to speak. There's also the egg beater varieties. So these machines can take a variety of forms. What we're trying to do is understand the environmental implications of their installation. So you want to make sure that you're not striking fish, you're not causing a lot of sediment disturbance. Just trying to really understand the environmental implications of these machines in the rivers.
Rob Friedman is with the patrol boat and water quality program at Riverkeeper.
We do have some concerns about basically the designs of these turbines. Maybe there could be designs that have potentially less of an impact on the aquatic ecosystem and fish specifically. Our environmental organization, we encourage use of alternative energy and renewable energies. We just have to make sure that we're solving regional energy needs without sacrificing the ecological integrity of the Hudson River.
Friedman promises Riverkeeper will continue to monitor the budding technology. John Cronin is a senior fellow at the Beacon Institute. He says that prior to commercial development of horizontal turbines in the Empire State, there is a need to develop clear, concise policy.
Right now, we're using policies that were written for other things. It's a patchwork. That includes environmental policies as well as energy and economic policies. If we're going to take this technology seriously, which we believe New York State should, we should create some in-state expertise, almost a one-stop shopping where issues of innovation, energy, and environmental impacts can all be looked at and studied. Again, long before anybody applies for deployment. This is a technology that's coming our way. We're in a very unique position now to be able to examine it before anybody wants to deploy it. And if you look at the controversies around us with other sources of power, we've had to back ourselves into the environmental, economic, and energy impacts. We have a chance of being ahead of it now.
The nonprofit Electric Power Research Institute has estimated that new hydrokinetic technologies in the continental United States could provide an increase in generation capacity of 3,000 megawatts by 2025. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.